This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The Penguins, who didn't take long to make house-sweeping changes here to their management staff. Gone are Ron Hextall, Brian Burke, Chris Pryor. Those guys are all out. Pryor's the assistant and the right-hand man for Ron Hextall. The Penguins, after the trade deadline, did an about-face and really cost themselves a playoff spot. 9 wins, 10 losses, 2 ties. That means 9-12, essentially. That was after the trade deadline. And the moves made at that deadline were another of the reasons why it was an easy decision for the Fenway sports group to make this deal. Because Ron Hextall has taken this franchise and gone the other way with it. After signing everyone back, and even though I liked an extension for Chris Letang, I did not like 6 years. That's too long. He brought in Raquel. Raquel was probably his best move. I mean, the guy was productive. There's no question about that. But, 16 consecutive postseasons, which was the longest in NHL salary cap era and the longest of any of the four North American sports leagues, ended. You know, those guys, Crosby, Malkin, and Letang, they hadn't missed the playoffs in a long time, 2006-07. And the Penguins actually controlled their destiny with two games left, two teams they should have beaten. And when you don't do that, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. They just looked tentative at home against a Chicago team that was absolutely filled with AHL players, and they crapped the bet on that one. Absolutely did. The longer it went scoreless, and Chicago was the better team. It's hard for me to look at that game and think the other way. Penguins have a lot of interesting decisions to make moving forward. And a question I want to start with is this one. Would you consider this to be an attractive job when you look at what is going to ail the Penguins here? Number one, you have the oldest team in the NHL, and it got older under Ron Hextall. He didn't make it younger, he made it older. So that's an issue for sure. And then you have a whole bunch of contracts that are coming up, and a salary cap that's almost filled now. I think they count $64 million to next year's cap. Now, it's going to be in the 80s. I'm not sure exactly the number, 81, 2 million, something like that. So that doesn't leave a whole bunch of money. And they have unrestricted and players who have contracts with years remaining. The unrestricted guys, Jason Zucker to me is somebody you'd like to sign, but how much will it cost and how much do they have to give him? Brian Dumoulin likely is gone. And I thought Dumoulin's play got better in the last several weeks of the season. You know, and he's going to be an unrestricted free agent, but I just don't think they can afford him. And the Penguins really need some offensive help on their blue line. They got rid of Mike Matheson for Petrie as part of that deal, and they missed his speed. There's no question about that. They let Brandon Tanev go. They traded Brian McCann. They decided to keep Kasperi Kapanen, which was a fatal mistake at the money that they gave him. And that wasn't the only money that's a problem right now, because Jeff Carter still has a year left at over $3.2 million. For whatever reason, they saw Mikhail Granlund as someone who can help them down the stretch. He had one goal in 20 games. He still is owed $10 million, five a year for the next 2 years. And then Jeff Petrie is owed even more than that. Jeff Petrie minus Crosby is the highest paid Penguin. Are you kidding me? And they gave up Matheson for that bad move. A lot of bad moves. A lot of people you know, would look at this and say it's not an attractive job because you're dealing with a metropolitan division that has a lot of good young teams, up-and-coming teams, and teams that will get better. How do you fix the Penguins? And who would want that assignment? You know, there are names people are throwing out all over the place, which is fine. But you're going to have to figure out how to somehow infuse youth into this roster. I thought that was something, and I talked about it early in the season, this past season. They should have done it from the beginning. They acquired Alex Nylander from Chicago. Play him. Play him. Don't keep putting Jeff Carter out there every single day. Play him. You know, Drew O'Connor should have played more. When they brought up Jonathan Gruden, should have played him more. They have guys in their system. Hollander. Now, Sam Poulin had a mental situation that he was going on and tried to take care of. He's back. These are guys who are supposed to be part of your future 4 years ago, 3 years ago, some of them, and yet they're not here. You should have played them earlier. And that's another thing that Mike Sullivan has to do. He has to kind of reinvent himself on what he wants. You know, they play that style of hockey that he wants to play, but he didn't have the people to play it. It's one thing to play it if you have the players to play it. And I'm specifically now pointing at the defensemen on this team. Petrie, Ruda, Dumoulin, not capable of pinch and move up and make plays. They're just not. And in fact, it leads to odd man breaks, which is another problem that's been a problem for the Penguins all season long. Another problem when I sit back and look at this season, and we talk about it a lot, is their power play. For as generational of talents they have on this power play, again, it's a pass-first mentality. Again, you can ask Jake Gensel to go in front of the net. You can ask whoever you want. It ain't going to work because that is a skill unto itself. Knowing how to position yourself in front of a goaltender, take a beating, and still be good. I give Jake Gensel a lot of credit. The man has some onions. You know, he's not unwilling to go there and do things, but he's just not your classic guy in front of the net. They miss that presence. They're also too not physical enough for me. They got to be more physical. And I'm not talking about bringing in fighters or brawlers. I'm talking about just a physical presence. They don't have it. They can't play that game. That is a really difficult assignment for any general manager coming in here. So I asked the question, is this an attractive job? You're going to have to overpay someone to do it, and you're going to have to give them some specific guarantees that it's going to take a little longer. I don't know how you change this in 1 year. I wish I had an answer for you, but like I said, it would start for me with Mike Sullivan allowing and coaching up some of the young guys in his system. When they won a Stanley Cup, back-to-back years, Sullivan and Rutherford brought in young players, and they thrived. And Sullivan coached them up. His staff coached them up. You need to see that coming up this year. Somehow, some way, they have got to install some young people. And the other thing, the only way you're going to do any of this is to clear space. How do you clear space? Well, you're going to have to do buyouts. They may not like to do it. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to buy out people. Say, look, thank you. Here's your money. Leave. We don't want you here. It's painful to do, but that's the life of this situation here right now. If you're in charge coming in here, you have to be willing, and they have to tell you it's okay to spend money to clear salary cap space. Then there's the goaltending issue. How do you solve this? There's, you know, I thought we would have a clear-cut answer about Tristan Jarry this year. He said he's been injured, battling injury. I know he's been injured. I give him a lot of credit for coming back when he did. Some, you know, you heard that last year in the Game 7 against the Rangers. But here's the deal. If he's injured, what the hell is he doing playing in the final game that's meaningless? That doesn't make any sense to me. And if he's injured, why are you putting an injured goaltender in there ahead of Casey DeSmith? I don't understand that either, if that's the case. Not that he's an answer. They doubled down on what they had, and now they're stuck with what do you do with the goal? There are so many problems. I didn't think I'd... The least of their problems is Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Letang. Even though, like I said, I thought 6 years was a bit much on that contract. But those three were their best players again. They were. And so you thought that going in. Now, are they the same as they were 10 years ago? No. Do they need help? Absolutely, yes. What do you do now? You got to come in with a very, very fertile mind. You got to come in here with a plan of action that, for, you know, again, and I say this because this is not going to have to be a rebuild. They've already put their eggs in the big three basket. So therefore, they have to now figure out how to change cosmetically everything else on their roster with those three there. And if those three are there, you're trying to win now. And if you're trying to win now, you got to make these changes this year this fast. buyouts. Get them out of here, the ones you don't want. Start with young players. Put them in there more. Develop guys.